T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Good Friday. It is the beginning of what is going to be a beautiful Easter weekend in this part of the country. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Love spending every afternoon with you. And I know that we don't always agree on everything, but isn't that one of the cool things about this show? That we don't always agree, and somehow a lot of people are able to consider a lot of different angles because you and I, between the two of us, we bring up different aspects of everything we're talking about. So much to talk about with the Mueller report. So much still going on, but we're not going to do any of that today. We'll save that for next week. Congress is getting into it now. The president says that parts of it are BS, except that he really said the word, or I think it was a tweet. I think he spelled out the word. And Wolf Blitzer this morning on CNN actually said the word, like, you know, this is acceptable now. And I guess it is. Whether it should be or not, it seems like it's now acceptable. Anyway, there's a lot going on with that. And it looks as if Robert Mueller really wanted Congress to make the ultimate decision about the president. And so the end is nowhere in sight. If you're just tuning in this afternoon, well, first of all, 3 o'clock is when a lot of church services begin on Good Friday, because it is believed that 3 o'clock is the moment that Christ took his last breath. And those of us who were in a Catholic church and churches that did the reading of the Passion last week on Palm Sunday remember that moment when he breathed his last. This was a tough time in the world of Christians. And then 3 days later, Christ rises from the dead, the body's gone, and prophecy is fulfilled. And it's the most joyous, I guess Easter would be considered the most joyous day on the Christian calendar. So a lot to talk about. Earlier in the show, we were talking about whether or not it's okay for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion. And I think it's okay. And that's part of my campaign, Keep Christ in Comedy. You know, you remember the campaign, Keep Christ in Christmas. Well, I've got a campaign, Keep Christ in Comedy. I think it's healthy. And our God, of course he's got a sense of humor. But we did the Blue Runner gumbo poll earlier, and the question was, is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? 52% said, yes, it's wrong. 48% said, no, it's not. Here's our new Blue Runner gumbo poll. If archaeologists found evidence of Christ's body, would that change your faith? Some people are voting more than once, because I've got 100% say no and 5% say yes. So whatever the number is, overwhelmingly, people are saying it would not change their faith, and it wouldn't change my faith either. But then here's this text. They will never find his body. You can fantasize all you want, because he rose body and spirit. Well, that's what is believed. I get that. I'm just bringing this up as a way of thinking about your own faith. Is your faith based on that physical, concrete aspect of the Bible, for example, the body? What if there were aspects of the body that were found? What if it was DNA? What if? It's a big what if, but what if they discovered the body of Christ? Would that change your faith? It wouldn't change mine, because we believe that our spirit leaves our body, our physical body, and goes to heaven, or to hell, or to purgatory, or somewhere. And if they found a body, that why wouldn't we still believe that that happened? In other words, the body did not have to disappear, in my opinion, for me to believe the same thing. Now, of course, you can believe the body disappeared, and you can say that they'll never find it, but there's a lot we don't know. I mean, nobody's gone there to talk to God and come back. And so there's still a great mystery about a lot of this involving religion. And I just pose the question really every year that if they did find the body, would that change your faith? And I don't think it should. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And earlier we were talking about how controversial it was when rock music was used to tell the story of Christ or to talk about Christ and God or just to have a religious message. And one of the heavy metal rockers, Stryper, was a Christian heavy metal rock band. We've got a Stryper song going into the next break. From New Orleans, Michael, you're on WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And happy Easter.
Same to you.
But as concerning the comedy, I don't mind it. I love to laugh. The only thing is, when you're using the comedy, just don't degrade it. You know, as long as it's not degraded, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. I can't think of an example, and of course I'm not going to give an example on the air about degrading a comedy. But you know, there's comedy that makes you go, oh, I don't know about that. I mean, look, there are moments that we see comedy and we have that reaction. But just in general, we're just talking about, you know, a good comedy, and we're talking about some of the movies that had comedy in them that had good messages, like the movie Oh God, the movie Dogma, the movie Bruce Almighty, Heaven Can Wait. There have been some really good movies that were about religion and God and Jesus, but they were comedies, and so I was okay with that.
Yeah, just as long as you don't degrade the name of God, yeah. I'm good.
Well, Michael, you have a good weekend. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from West Wego, Jacob, welcome to our show.
Yes, school, what I'll do is I'll be as quick as possible. I just heard the fact about was your faith change? My biggest thing is, one of the biggest questions has always been is like, if Jesus died on Friday and rose on Saturday, that's not completely 3 days. But that's what we was always taught. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought he rose on Sunday.
Right. So Sunday.
Right, Friday.
That's 2 days. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I guess you could argue that it's not technically 3 full days.
Absolutely. Not only that, when we, and I'm not even going to quote the scriptures because I know that it kind of goes into a whole lot of different things. But in the scriptures, it does say that he was dead for 3-4 days. You know what I mean? However, I will say this, as far as the actual body itself of Christ, if it was found, for one, you would have to compare, like that's no different than when African, well, obviously, I'm a so-called African-American, but a lot of times people say, well, I'm from here, I'm from there. The only way you can actually do a DNA is you would have to go to the progenitor of the actual person of Christ, Mary, maybe Joseph. That's what it would have to go off of, maybe David or something like that, that you could compare it to. Back then, it didn't have DNA tests.
Yeah, it's certainly, Jacob, it's certainly not practical that archaeologists are going to find the body. But, you know, a lot of things are discovered over time that had not been discovered before. And I just wondered that, you know, this was just a question about just our faith and how we base our faith. That if it was discovered, the body of Christ was there, would it change anybody's faith? And it wouldn't change mine. And so it's just led to a discussion about that. But, I mean, it's not practical. It certainly isn't practical.
I got you. I just like, you know, when we talk about faith, I don't think of religion. Religion is man-made. I just think about the Bible, though. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to go a biblical discussion, that's something different. But as far as faith, I can have faith that I can make 30 field goals in a day. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Doesn't mean I can actually make it.
That's
but
right.
I have faith in that. You know what I mean? So that's my input, my 2 cents.
Well, Jacob, man, I appreciate the call, and you have a very happy Easter weekend. And look, this conversation is really about how specifically and literally you take everything in the Bible. And I know many of you take the Bible literally. It's a great book. It's got some great stuff in it. I don't believe, and I was even taught by theology professor at Loyola University, that there are a lot of good stories in the Bible, and we don't have to accept them literally. A lot of the Bible is based on symbolism. Now, I'm not going to change your mind. If you want to take the Bible literally, that's your choice. You certainly can do that. But not everybody is going to do that. And so I think the exercise of if archaeologists found evidence of Christ's body, you know, look, they found, look, halo of thorns, the crown of thorns that Christ wore when he was crucified. That's believed to be at the Notre Dame Theater in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And they saved that. And then they've got this other stuff that looks like it came from Christ. There's a movie called The Body, and Todd Meneses, our show producer, was telling me about this earlier. There's a movie called The Body, and it's about how they found the body of Christ. And the Catholic Church is trying to suppress the message, and Muslims are trying to get the message out. And so it's like this big conflict. And I think it might have been done in the 90s. I haven't seen it, but it sounds like it's got a rather interesting plot. Okay, here is the rocker, Stryper. I remember interviewing these guys back in the late 80s. Stryper. I mean, they wore like yellow and black stripes. These guys were big-time rockers, and they were Christian rockers. And they're singing about God. They're singing about Christ. And a lot of people were critical, saying, oh, my God, rock music and a message of Christ. Hey, come on. This is good stuff. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I'm really amazed that some people who seem to be so deeply religious seem to be so fragile in terms of their religious beliefs. And what their kids see is going to just somehow instantly change their kids. If your faith is really strong, if your beliefs are really strong, there's nothing the government can do that can change your mind. Nothing takes that away from you. And that's why it was just, you know, crazy when people thought there was this war on Christmas and that the government was taking Christmas away from us. That can never happen. It won't ever happen in this country. I mean, look, maybe somewhere down the road, but in our lifetime, in the foreseeable future, that's not going to happen to America. If it happened, this wouldn't be America any longer. But if your faith is strong, then nothing can take that away. And I think it's an interesting question to ask that if archaeologists found evidence of Christ's body, would that change your faith? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. 97% say no, 3% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. There is something really disgusting that has come from Cadbury. It's an egg. I mean, this is really disgusting. It's not a joke. It's real. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, if you see any kind of strange behavior today, it may be because there is a full moon lurking below the horizon. It's there. It's lurking there. That full moon is going to come up later on. There'll be a full moon over the city. There'll be a full moon over America. There'll be a full moon over the planet. Well, half of the planet anyway. This part of the planet. A little bit later. This full moon is called the pink moon. It's not going to actually be pink, but because of when it happens, this late in April, it's associated with the pastel colors of flowers and all the things that come back to life. Lloyd, you're on WWL. Hey, Lloyd.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask. I've got a couple of things to say. First, I think a really good question would be if people consider themselves to be Christian but don't live their lives like Jesus lived his, are they hypocrites? And the reason I'm asking that is it goes back to your question about people being upset about putting comedy in Christ. Well, the Bible clearly tells you, Jesus says, I don't need you coming to, and I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. I am paraphrasing, but the Bible, Jesus says, I don't need you coming to reach out to people in the church. They already know. It's the people that are not in the church that I need you to go get and make them know. Okay. So if comedy would bring people to Jesus, or rock music would bring people to Jesus, what is the problem? That seems a little hypocritical to me.
I agree with you, Lloyd. But we also know that from a realistic standpoint, there are a lot of people in church that don't really act like Christians in aspects of their lives outside of church. They just present the image of being religious and Christian, but they're not.
Well, and that point brings me to my second point. I really wish people that have not read the Bible would quit quoting the Bible. Because they quote it out of context, and it really does bring pain and suffering to a lot of people in the world. It really does, because people misunderstand something they've heard instead of something they've read and comprehended.
Yeah, so much of what we think is fact is really based on our beliefs and our faith. And that's okay. That's okay.
But then when you use, when you don't have the facts, so if you're quoting the Bible or going by the Bible, you've not read it, then you, that's a potential to really cause issues in the world.
But isn't it okay if the Bible was based on things that cannot be scientifically proven? Because there are things in the Bible that have not been absolutely proven, but they're accepted as fact because they're in the Bible, but that's really, that's our belief system. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I think that we're talking about specific things. Or you're talking about specific incidents. I'm talking about in general. So if you really understand Jesus, what he said, again, it's in the scriptures, he said there are only three rules. When he was asked, are you here to change the rules? He said, no, I'm here to clarify them. There's only three, and that is, one, to love my Father above all else.
Right.
Two is to recognize that but through me is the only way into heaven.
Right. And Lloyd,
three is...
Go ahead. I've got news coming up, but I think you bring up an interesting scenario. In fact, when I come back after the break, maybe this is more what Lloyd is talking about. If you hear in church that, you know, if you see me, maybe I'm the poor. Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I need clothes. If you do this for me, if you do this for others, you do it for me. Should I see Christ in the homeless person that I see coming out of church? And should I take that person home with me? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It's Good Friday. Beginning of what is a beautiful Easter weekend. I know a little on the chilly side for some of you, but man, it's a beautiful weekend. And you know, man, the beaches of Gulf Shores and Perdido Key and Pensacola and Mississippi Gulf Coast, all going to be crowded. Cadbury. You see that Cadbury egg? It looks so, so delicious. Wait till you hear what Cadbury has done. This is not a joke, by the way. Cadbury has gotten together with Heinz, collaborated on a cream egg. It is called, the official name is the Heinz Good Cadbury Cream Egg Mayo. It is filled with a mayonnaise type substance. A chocolate egg. Mayonnaise. Come on, I know how much you love mayonnaise, but really? That's just not right. And you've heard about the controversy with the restaurant uptown? You know how restaurants have lobsters and you pick out the lobster you want? Well, they're going to have a little area of bunnies, and you can pick out the rabbit you want. And they'll braise it for you or blacken it or how. I'm just kidding. That's not true. But you know what? As sick as this world is, I'm surprised somebody hasn't done that. From the North Shore, Doug, you're on WWL.
Hello. I'm here.
Hey, Doug.
Okay, I want to let you know ahead of time. I go to church three times a week. I read the Bible, and I believe in God.
God bless you.
But 3 weeks ago, coming out of morning, Sunday morning services, I shook hands with the preacher, and I said, you know something? God has got to be a good-looking, handsome guy, because aren't we made in his image? I said, I'm a good-looking, handsome guy, so God's got to be a good-looking, handsome guy if I'm made in his image.
Well,
all the preacher did was shake his head from side to side.
That's funny, because then that would leave a lot of people unexplained, right?
I can't explain that guy over there. Wait, I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
Judas turned in God for 30 pieces of silver.
Okay.
He felt bad. He tried to give the silver back. They wouldn't take the silver. Then he couldn't live it himself. He hung himself. Now, when God died on the cross, did he take away Judas' sins? I believe he did. A bunch of people believe he didn't, even priests and whatnot. So, you know, I got that question to throw at you.
Well, so, in other words, do you think Christ even forgave Judas? Yeah, I mean, didn't he say on the cross, forgive them because they know not what they do, or something to that effect?
That's it. I will forget. All our sins are forgiven because everybody's a sinner, whether he wants to admit it or not.
But see, that sends a terrible message, though, because people think they can sin up until right before they die and then confess and then all of a sudden be fine. And I don't know if it works that way.
I don't believe in that neither.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it that way.
Doug, I appreciate your dedication to your religion, and I appreciate that you're one of our listeners, and I'm glad you took time to call our show.
No, I just thought, when the preacher started shaking his head from side to side, and he didn't say anything.
He didn't want to.
I even bust out laughing. But I'll talk to you later, and be careful.
All right, Doug, you too. Thanks for the call. Hey, today's really a sad note on our pop culture calendar for the grunge generation, and we're going to talk about that going into the break here in just a moment. I want to go back to something that Lloyd was talking about before the news break. And, this is a challenge for Christians, and I guess it's a challenge for everybody. I have been in church, and I have heard that part of the gospel about the meekest of people. And basically Jesus was saying, I looked like a poor person and you fed me. I needed clothes and you clothed me. And I don't know the exact wording there, but essentially it's saying that you don't ever know where Jesus is or who Jesus is in. And basically we're told to love and help the poor and the hungry. But does that mean that when I leave church, because I've thought about this as I've left church, downtown, sometimes I see homeless people. Should I offer this person the opportunity to come to my apartment and I let them shower? I'm sure they wouldn't want to wear any clothes that I have, but I feed them. Is that what we're supposed to do? Or is there this realistic moment in our lives when we have to go, okay, well, wait a minute now. I understand what this means, but I don't have to do this literally. If you want to join us with your comments, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Sad day on our pop culture calendar, especially for the millennials and Gen X and Gen Y, the grunge generation. It was on this day, April 19th, 2002, that singer Layne Staley of Alice in Chains was found dead in his apartment in Seattle. He was only 34 years old. Ted Neely from the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar. It's Good Friday. Much of our music has been from Jesus Christ Superstar. Other music is related to the fact that this is the beginning of Easter weekend. I got a text here that says Layne Staley died April 5th, 2002, same day as Kurt Cobain. I've got two conflicting reports here. I'm looking at the Associated Press calendar, and the Associated Press, so this is not my fault, the Associated Press says he was found dead on this day, April the 19th, 2002, and Ian Hoke, our studio producer, during the break, because I just asked him about this based on that text, looked it up and found another source that says April the 19th. So there seems to be some confusion, but apparently it happened this month. And I just wanted those of you who were fans of Layne Staley, because he was just such a big force with Alice in Chains and as part of that whole grunge movement for Gen X, Gen Y. Just wanted to know that we're remembering his death. If you've got a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. So I found a few Easter pranks that parents can do if you want to have some fun with your kids, and I'll share a couple of those with you here in just a moment. From Houston, Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Hello. How's it going?
Cool. Hey, good, Larry.
Sorry. But Nathan, now these people going too far. I mean, like right now, in the Bible, it says we have in church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
People don't follow the Bible. If we follow the Bible strictly to how it goes, I mean, a bunch of people would be hypocrites. Because there's a lot of things in there that people don't want to do.
Well, that's true. And you know, Larry, there are so many people that, that pick and choose. They find what's convenient
exactly.
for them, and they go, when this is the part of the Bible that we take literally, but not this part over here. And, you know, I think that's a real challenge. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at what the judgment will ultimately be for the hypocrites.
Yes.
All right, Larry, have a nice Easter weekend.
Yeah. You do the same. Have a good Friday.
Appreciate you calling. All right, so here is a suggestion to gross your kids out. You take a chocolate bunny that's Howl, take the aluminum wrapper off of it, or the plastic wrapper, and if the bunny's Howl, you fill it with either mustard or ranch dressing or mayonnaise or something like that. Well, that doesn't sound like much fun. But, I mean, look, if you want to gross your kids out, you can do that. Here's another suggestion if you want to have fun with your kids. Take the dark chocolate part of the Oreo cookie, get rid of the filling, and crunch up all the dark chocolate, or find the dark chocolate kind of wafer like that, and crunch that up to where it looks like potting soil, and you fill a small potted plant with that, but you kind of put a plant in it, or you put a flower or something in it, and then when your kids see that, like Easter morning, then you just kind of casually go over and take a spoonful of the dirt and eat it, but it's not really the dirt. See, it's the chocolate stuff from the cookies. Here is another suggestion, although I'm not going to recommend this. Take a regular egg from the refrigerator, decorate it like it's one of those Easter eggs, that is hard-boiled egg, and you give it to one of the kids until they realize that it really wasn't a hard-boiled egg. And the only problem with that is that you're going to have to be the one to clean it up. And I thought this was kind of creative. There's a suggestion that take jelly beans and drop them in the toilet and say the Easter Bunny forgot to flush. Okay, we're going to go to Ian Hoke, our studio producer, and he's got an update on the Lane Sailor. So we figured out what the controversy is?
Yes, the controversy, maybe not the right word, but there are some crossed wires here. Lane Staley did die on April 5th. His body was not discovered until 2 weeks later.
Okay.
A little macabre, but that would explain the conflicting dates surrounding that.
Yeah, because the copy that I have from Associated Press does say this is the day he was found dead. So both are right. And the same thing with Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain died on a day, and his body wasn't found, I think, for 3 days later.
Found him sometime later, that's right.
Kind of the Christ thing, days later.
But you're not crazy. It's part of the story about that event.
Except that, by the way, just for the record, Kurt Cobain's body really was there. I mean, 3 days later, it didn't disappear. So it was a little bit different from the Easter story. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If archaeologists found evidence of Christ's body, would that change your faith? 90% say no. 10% say yes. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Glad we got the Lane Staley thing all cleared up. What's another one of these jokes? Okay, now I'm not going to recommend this because this involves, like, your refrigerator. But there's a suggestion here that if you've got an automatic ice maker, ice dispenser in your refrigerator, you put jelly beans in there instead of the ice. And then when somebody goes to get ice, they get the jelly beans instead. Yeah, haha, that's real funny. I wouldn't do that. In fact, I'm telling you not to do that because that could mess up your refrigerator. And, you know, the way the world is today, somebody's going to make one call, that's all, and I'm going to get sued because, you know, somebody ruined the refrigerator. I'm Scoot. It is Good Friday. It is just a beautiful, beautiful day, and it's going to be a great, great weekend. So enjoy it. And every Easter weekend is not perfect weather-wise. This looks like it's going to be perfect. So let's soak it up and enjoy it as much as we can. And we'll be back on WWL. Here we are, Friday afternoon, heading into the weekend. When I was coming to the station earlier today in my chauffeur-driven Uber drive, I noticed that there were so many families and so many people out, and you just got a sense that people were not working, and it was Good Friday, and it was just the beginning of a long Good Friday Easter weekend. A lot of people are in New Orleans. A lot of people are in town. There are Easter parades, and there are going to be a lot of bonnets and things like that, a lot of crazy hats in the French Quarter, and some women are going to be wearing crazy hats too. So, I mean, it's just a fun time. Go out, have a nice time, enjoy the Easter weekend, try to remember what this is all about. I remember in the past, I have actually done topics about the part-time worshipers who come only Easter Sunday and Christmas. And many of us who have, like, regular seats, we have to sit somewhere else Because, you know, you tend to go sit at the same place in the church. And then, you know, you get all these part-timers in there, and they take up all the... But I'm not resentful of that at all. And I, actually, at one point, I actually did a topic thinking that, you know, if there are no seats, you really should give your seat to the person. If you don't go there all the time, then give your seat up to the person who may be going there all the time. But I've changed my mind about all that. So, of course, everybody is welcome to church, and it's nice to see so many people in church. I may bring some hand sanitizer, you know, just in case, because I don't like to... You know, hey, look, if I give you the peace sign in church, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just I'm kind of a germaphobe. It's my deal. Sports Talk is coming up next with Christian Garrick and Bobby Hebert, and they'll talk about LSU and the weekend series with Florida. I will be on Facebook this weekend. My Facebook page is SOTA, Scoot on the Air. I'll also do some stuff on Instagram, so join me there as well. And I think one thing we're going to do this weekend is we will be at the big party after the Crescent City Classic is run. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Manassas, our show producer, studio producer today, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. Happy Easter. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.